Expelliarmus!
Hi!
I'm Harry Potter, and when I'm not defeating Dark Lords, I listen to Curry and Cleverly on Source FM. Hey Ron, get back here! Engorgio!
Yes, I can. David Bowie. Yes. This is Curry and Cleverly on Source FM.
We're back after
96.1, after a two-week hiatus.
Two-week hiatus.
Last Tuesday, instead of doing this radio show, I was having a tube shoved down my throat.
Yeah, Jack wasn't too pleased about that. You didn't get any anaesthetic.
No. I decided to be a man, step up to the plate, and I just had throat spray. And I could not stop retching.
Yeah, I bet. That must have been awful.
Mm.
And
And the weird thing about it was, because it was so, like, violent, my head just had a screensaver in it. So it was just, like, weird lines moving into different
shapes.
Your
head had a screensaver?
Yeah, my mind. Because I had my eyes shut, so yeah. I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
And so I was just imagining, like, you know the screensavers that where the lines kind of...
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Like, you just sort of... Mm. You're playing something else in
like
your mind to
hole,
get your head up.
Because all I was thinking was my throat, which is like a long tube. It was like a black hole in my head.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think I would have looked at the video.
It was... No.
It must have been weird to see the inside.
My mum did,
though.
Oh,
really?
But, and I saw a few pictures.
Oh, yeah?
And it's just like, that's me. There's like 2 metres of tube as well.
Well, it's strange, isn't it?
No, it's 5 metres.
Was it 5 metres?
No, it wasn't.
Well, it's got to get around your intestine, doesn't it? Is it?
Does it? No, it just goes down to the stomach. It doesn't
go
through the intestine.
Okay.
Well, so, I hope you're eating tea right now.
Yeah. Should we play a song?
Yeah, let's just say what's coming up today. This is our last show for the year.
Uh-huh.
We'll be back in January, though. I'm going to be doing a Christmas quiz.
We're
going to be carrying on our awesome feature from last time, Dilemma of the Week.
Dilemma of the Week, yeah.
With the awesome jingle. What?
The jingle was just like two words.
Dilemma of the Week.
Three words.
Yeah.
Four words.
Let's play a jingle and a song.
And the final question for £1 million is, would you listen to A. Curry and Cleverly, B. Scott Mills, C. Simon Mayo, or D. some Radio 4?
Well, I'm going to have to say that the answer is A.
Is this your final answer?
Yes, it is, Chris.
Well,
you just won $1 million!
My name's Mitch Conner. When I'm not fighting in Vietnam, I listen to Curry and Cleverly on Sauce FM.
So that was Mitch Conner there, and before that, Radiohead with Jigsaw Falling Into Place.
I can't believe Mitch Conner endorses our show.
I know. It's almost like I've changed my voice slightly and made myself Mitch Conner.
No, it's pretty, Mitch Conner pretty crazy though, isn't it?
Especially when he recorded that back in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Who could have known?
He can see into the future, I think.
Can he?
Yeah.
Is he like in home?
He's basically in home.
But without the films.
But without, yeah.
He's just a war hero, Mitch Conner.
Yeah. Mitch and war hero. He saw into the future and saw that one day there'd be a great radio show on Source of Falmouth. Mm-hmm.
That no one would listen to.
On 96.1. And he thought, I'm going to endorse them and record it.
Yeah.
And send it to Jack in the future.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going into a blind alley with this little riff in there. But, alright, Finn, I want to talk to you about your Christmas ritual.
Sure.
Because apparently you go away for every Christmas.
I do, yeah.
Where'd you go?
Depends. I usually go to grandparents.
Yeah. Do you alternate each year?
Well, no, for the past 2 years I went to my granddad's. This year we're going to my granddad's for the first, like, 2 days before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And on Christmas Eve we're going to my other set of grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Do they listen to the show?
No.
You should get them to listen.
I think they have listened once, but only when they're in Truro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And apparently they they liked it, did they?
They did like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was surprising.
I'm sure they weren't just patronising you, girl.
No, I don't know.
Very good, Finn.
Very, very good, Finn.
Finn, I'm proud
Finn,
of you.
Finn, you were very good on the radio.
I'm proud you overcome your difficulties to get onto the radio show. Right, should we play... Let's play a Christmas song.
Let's play a Christmas song, yeah.
Now, Joss White plays this as part of his set.
He does.
These days.
He's busking on Wednesday.
Is he in a player? Where's he busking?
Truro. Late night shopping. Wednesday.
Are you going late night shopping?
I don't know. When is Wednesday? Yeah, it should be. Yeah.
Tomorrow?
No, Wednesday's tomorrow. So
Tuesday?
Yeah. It should be around.
All right, well, I might hit up late night shopping.
Yeah, and it's quite good as long as it doesn't rain.
If it rains...
He started playing while it was raining the other day.
No one was there.
And everyone was watching him in the rain, and his instruments got pretty knackered.
Oh.
The microphone broke as well.
Did you get much money from it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I wouldn't know, man.
Gets bare cash.
I wouldn't know. But busking is quite profitable, I've heard.
Especially on late night shopping when there's loads of...
Yeah, yeah. A lot
consumers
of people out.
Going for their consumers. Consumer goods. Yeah, let's play Christmas Lights.
When I'm not destroying galaxies, I listen to Curry and Cleverly on Source FM.
Fleet Foxes there with White Winter Hymnal, and before that, Christmas Lights by Coldplay.
This is very Christmassy, isn't it?
I'm in a very wintry, Christmassy mood at the moment.
Are you actually?
Yeah, we put the decorations up in the house.
I've got a Christmas tree.
Do you have any decorations in your house?
I got a Christmas tree, that's it.
Yeah.
Do you do the lights thing?
Yeah.
Even you put them on the outside of your house?
Yeah.
But, oh my.
What? Not like huge lights. It's like lights on a Christmas tree. On the tree. What's wrong with
that? Oh, you just put it on the tree. You don't put them on your house?
No.
You don't do the whole...
I really hate that.
It's just showing off, and it's a waste of money.
Mm. To be fair, when you see one with like a huge amount of lights, it's quite impressive.
It is impressive,
and also
at the same
time,
you sort of think,
when they're doing it for a good cause,
like what?
Like people who get sponsored for it.
Oh, people get sponsored for it.
Yeah.
Oh, right, that's all right then.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Let's get sponsored by the Nazi Party.
We drove through Pontsnooth the other day, and every house has Christmas lights on the outside. I think is it a competition? I don't know. But you, right on the Facebook,
I can imagine
Facebook
people get
page.
Really, really competitive about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there's in America, it's pretty big. I've heard people do things where they set it to music as well. Have you seen them?
Mm.
They set the Christmas lights to music, and they like. I saw one that was an Angry Birds one. There was an Angry Birds Christmas themed lights thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you could play it as well. There was like a joystick, and you could.
You could play
it like that. It's pretty impressive.
Wow, that is just a waste of money.
It is. A waste of time.
Yeah, but you don't really need to, seeing as you're going away 23rd, come back 28th.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not really a need for it.
Mm.
And then, also, it's quite a bit of a hassle to take them down, isn't it?
It is.
Bit of a hassle, isn't it?
Everything's a hassle.
Although, do you go for fake tree or proper tree?
Real tree, of course.
Yeah.
Because it smells so good. I love the smell of Christmas trees.
Not pine. Sweet needles.
Needles. Yeah. Then they're good, aren't they?
But they do make a mess.
They make a mess, but...
This year and last year, we were going to have a fake tree in the house, and my mum was going to plant a real tree outside.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, no, how dare you ruin Christmas for us?
Yeah, right.
She's worse than a Grinch. But we've decided to change it. So we've got a proper tree now.
Oh, good.
Which is great news.
Proper trees are the best. You can't beat them. You can't beat them.
No.
You can't beat them. But what my grandparents do sometimes is they literally just go into their garden... Mm-hmm. And cut down a twig, like a big like branch of a tree,
mm-hmm.
Plonk it in the middle of the hall,
yeah,
and put lights on it, and that's their Christmas tree.
Like,
and it is really
tree.
Disappointing. It's not even I think they usually use an oak or something like that.
Oh, right.
It's so bad.
No leaves.
It's just like a twig.
Wow. You know, we were supposed to be talking about the Source of Home video.
Oh yeah.
But we got sidetracked by that little.
Well, maybe we should talk about that next.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to play a new jingle.
Oh yeah.
from my cousin.
Exciting.
I went to see my cousin 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was that you?
No.
Yeah.
Where's your phone?
I saw my cousin and decided to get a few new jingles because he usually does the Mirror Mirror on the Wall and Hello Grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the same artist who did those two pieces of genius.
Yeah.
So we're now going to have him singing.
He's a talented voice actor.
Yeah, we're going to have him singing Father Christmas now.
Father Christmas, he got stuck. Coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney. What bad luck.
That was The Roots with Seed 2.0.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that. I haven't heard that before.
I know. It's an American song.
Is it? Oh, it's from over the Atlantic?
Yeah. From there in America.
Wow.
Right.
It's pretty far away, isn't it?
Let's just see how this works.
How did he manage to find someone in America to give you that song?
It's called The Internet.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard The Internet? The Internet, you know.
Yes.
Connects a lot of computers.
Right, yeah, yeah. No, I've heard of that. Yeah.
It's very helpful for finding new music.
It is, yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay, good. I've got a little background music here for the Christmas good. Quiz. Cory Cleverly's Christmas Quiz. I've got 5 questions. Let's do 3, then a song, then 2, then the answers.
Great.
Cool beans. Okay. Oranges in stockings comes from 12th century French nuns who filled socks with nuts and oranges and handed them out to the poor. True or false?
True. I can imagine that. Maybe it wasn't 12th century. Maybe you're lying a bit there.
Don't know. Maybe I am.
Oh. Okay, I'm just going to say true. It probably is. That sounds about right.
Okay. Second question here.
Yeah, yeah.
The Christmas quiz.
Dickens, isn't he responsible for that?
No.
You sure? No, I'm going to say false for that one. I'm saying false.
Whatever. All right. Oh, I should have done a jingle for this. My dilemma of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas quiz. How many wise men were there mentioned in the Bible?
3.
You're saying 3?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting answer there. Are you looking at my face?
I don't know.
70. Alright, next question. 70 million Christmas trees are grown each year in Europe.
Yeah, but.
What?
What defines a Christmas tree?
The tree. The type of tree that is used as a traditional Christmas
70
tree.
70 million?
Yeah.
Well, it seems there's 60 million people in the UK.
In Europe each year.
60 million people in the UK. Almost 70 million people in the UK, so I'm saying that's false.
Every single person buys a Christmas tree, do they?
Yeah, but think about the whole of Europe.
Yeah.
It's probably about half of England's population. That's 30 million already.
And then Germany, one in every 2 people buy a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Have you bought a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
No, have you personally bought a Christmas tree?
Oh.
No, have I bought a Christmas tree?
No, you haven't. Oh. That's
immediately rubbish is that fact.
Well, why? Okay, sorry, I'm going to say true then.
I'm going to say true. It's false.
Wait, no one's telling me the answer.
Oops.
Okay. What was the answer? That's harsh.
What's harsh?
What is the answer?
Well, I'll tell you after this, the next song.
All right.
Which I've got to find. Oh, yeah. Here's another jingle as well. So let's play that.
Happy Christmas, everybody. When Santa got stuck up the chimney, he began to shout, "You boys and girls won't get any toys if you don't pull me out. My beard is black as thick as my sack, my nose is tickly too. When Santa got stuck up the chimney, achoo, achoo, achoo."
A chimney?
Yeah.
A chimney is... That's a nice word, actually.
Chimney.
Euphoric.
What?
It's a euphoric word. Euphoric word.
See, you can't even say euphoric.
I can, euphoric.
Euphoric. Right, let's carry on with our awesome quiz.
Alright.
The cheeky Christmas music in the background.
Yeah, it's very cheeky, isn't it?
It's just cheeky. Okay. Finn, there is a 1 in 10 chance of a white Christmas in England and Wales, and a 1 in 4 chance of a white Christmas in Scotland and Northern Ireland.
Yes, true.
You're saying true.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, you've already lost this quiz. But let's finish it off.
It's such a hard quiz, man.
Why? Because I've done it well.
No, it's because you've just done it sneakily. You probably just changed around a couple of numbers every now and again.
I have actually. Yeah.
That's so harsh, man.
Okay, I'll tell you what I've changed around. Theologians estimate that Jesus wasn't born December the 25th, 0 BC slash AD. He was born in September from 6 BC to 30 AD.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, that's true. That's the only one you got right.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. So the first one about the nuns handing out socks with nuts and oranges.
Yeah.
You said Charles Dickens actually did that.
Yeah.
So you said it's false. It's yeah. true.
Is it?
It's just true, bro.
Because I swear Charles Dickens was responsible for the actual whole idea of Christmas, basically, like the modern idea
Are
of Christmas.
Are you not thinking about Christmas Carol?
No.
The story of Christmas Carol.
No, because Charles Dickens sort of set the template out for the modern Christmas, apparently.
Yeah, but doesn't mean he was the one who started handing out stockings.
No, I'm just saying that might have not been...
They still
been...
celebrated Christ's birthday in 12...
Yeah, of course.
12, what's it called? 12th century. So, you're wrong.
Okay, sorry.
You're wrong.
Sorry.
How many wise men were there mentioned in the Bible?
You said three. Three
it's
wise
unspecified,
men.
Finn. It's just...
You're a dick!
It's just become common parlance.
Oh.
That there were three wise men.
Why is it common parlance?
Well, because everyone uses it.
Why?
I don't know why they suddenly realised. I don't know. But it's
if you read the Bible, does it not say? It
doesn't say three wise men. It said wise men came bearing gifts.
Oh.
So yeah, but they probably thought gold, frankincense and myrrh. Oh, maybe they mentioned gold, frankincense and myrrh, but they didn't mention there were three. There could have been one handing out three.
No, wise men
awesome
implies
gifts.
More than one.
Two. So one person had two gifts and the other person had one.
Well, yeah. The other one's a bit stingy then, isn't he?
Yeah. He probably wasn't on Jesus' Christmas list.
No.
Christmas cards,
yeah.
Alright. So you said that 70 million Christmas trees are grown each year in Europe.
Yeah.
You said that's true.
Yeah.
It's false. It was actually 60 million.
Oh, well done, mate. You just cheated me out of, that was really clever of you to just change 10 million.
Yeah. Well, you got it wrong.
Not happy, Jack. Not happy.
Let's just start that music over again. okay, so that's, yeah.
That's me lost.
That's 3-0 down.
3-0.
Already.
Yeah.
White Christmas is a chance. There is a chance of a white Christmas. 1 in 10 in England and Wales. And 1 in 4 in Scotland and Northern Ireland. So I see 1 in 6 in Scotland and Northern Ireland. So I changed that as well. I have properly psyched you out, bro.
Yeah, no, you just did like proper. That's cheating.
Well, do you want me to make up stuff like, you know, Jesus was actually born in the in a hotel, in Hilton Hotel?
No.
Do you want to make
it up? Yeah, that'd be a lot easier, mate.
Yeah, it would be a lot easier, but it wouldn't be. It wouldn't.
Am I meant to have like looked up these facts or revised for this quiz?
No, you just have to guess. But I think it's quite common knowledge that they don't specify how many wise men there are.
I didn't realise that.
You do now.
Oh, I do
I've
now.
I've taught you something, bro.
Okay, good.
Oh, I keep saying bro.
Bro.
Okay, and the last one. Broseph. Mary and Broseph. Theologians estimate that Jesus was born December 25th, 0 BC.
Yeah.
No, wait. Jesus wasn't born 25th of December.
Yeah.
He was born in September 6 BC to 30 AD.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I know.
But what I'm thinking is, if BC is before Christ, how can Christ have been born before Christ? Just have that word around
hey,
your head.
Hey.
Just have that word around
good
your
one,
head.
Good one, mate. Yeah. Good one there. So we got another song to play for you.
Yeah, let's play a bit of Elvis Presley.
Ooh.
In the ghetto.
As the snow flies on a cold and grey Chicago.
You're here with the Drive Time Currying Cleverly. This is a banging disco tune from Room 5.
Make love.
Listen to the music. Source FM 96.1.
What a wonderful tune.
It's going to be the hottest record in the world.
It's quite. It's a sort of summery tune, which is quite, kind of wrong for this time of year.
Hot off the Cornish press.
But maybe in Australia, they're enjoying that song right now. And so I'm just trying to get a bit of Australian vibes.
Yeah, Aussie vibes.
Aussie vibes. I've got an Australian uncle, actually.
Really?
And
do you want to say
Christmas,
hi to him?
He usually has prawns on a barbecue on the beach.
Wow.
Which is quite the opposite.
That's quite a culture shock to us.
I know. It is quite a culture shock.
Yeah.
You're correct there, mate. You're correct.
I'm correct. Right, what are you going to talk about?
Oh, I got a couple of things to chat about.
Yeah, cool, bro.
Kim.
Oh, stop saying bro.
How do you say his name?
Kim Jong. Kim Jong Il.
Il.
Kim Jong Il. Jong.
Ironic, because he was ill.
Yeah. That was very good for him.
His there's been some pretty funny facts come out about him.
Oh yeah. You know, he had his own personal water slide.
Own personal water slide?
That only he was allowed to go on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
No one else in
not even a, not even like a lifeguard around?
No, they had a lifeguard, but he wasn't allowed to go on it.
Oh right. Is it even allowed to swim, the lifeguard?
Huh?
Was the lifeguard allowed to swim in the pool?
No.
Okay.
So right. If Kim Jong-il was drowning, he wouldn't be allowed.
Well, basically, at the Kim Jong-il's birth, according to his autobiography, there was his birth was foretold by a swallow and led to the appearance of a double rainbow.
I love
all the way across the sky.
Double rainbow?
A double rainbow appeared.
All across the sky.
When he was born.
Was it intense?
And there was a new star in space as well.
Was there?
Yeah.
I love the, like, prophecy. The prophecy that these great dictators have given themselves.
And he has there's a myth among subjects that he can control the weather with his mood.
Yeah. I think he was the one who made that myth up in the first place.
Yeah, of course.
You know he did 9 hole in ones on a 9.
Yeah, apparently he's the best golfer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He was the best golfer in the world. And
sadly no longer.
Yeah, it's actually apparently superhuman to be able to achieve what he did. But his bodyguard swore to it, and so it did happen.
Oh, at the World Cup last year,
the
North Korean manager claimed that Kim Jong-il was sending him tactical messages via an invisible phone which he had created.
It's great, isn't it?
That's true.
In 2006, he got a German super breeder who breeded like giant rabbits, he told, because there was famine in North Korea at the time.
Oh yeah.
He decided that he needed these giant rabbits for food, and it's pretty stupid because he needs to feed the rabbits, right?
Yeah. Did he eat them all?
Yeah, he got them, and they were for his birthday, and they arrived on his birthday, and he just ate them on his birthday.
So that's like a bit of a knob, to be honest.
No, he's nice. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
And apparently, He employed people to check each grain of rice was equal and of the same colour.
Oh god.
Oh.
But the thing is, because have you seen the pictures of all the subjects like crying their heads off?
Yeah, they did love him.
Yeah,
it's like they've been Stalin, and
they've been conditioned to love him because all they know is what the media tells them.
Yeah,
and he tells the media what to say.
Even like the people who broke the news on TV, on North Korean TV, they were crying and stuff during the thingy.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah, and
then again, I suppose
the best thing he's ever done was he kidnapped 2 directors from South Korea, from Beijing.
Yeah,
and they he forced them to make a Godzilla remake called Poljurasai, and it was literally the biggest rip off ever.
Was it rubbish?
Literally exactly the same. And in 2010, Kim Jong Il banned the World Cup from being shown in
because I got beaten 6-0.
You'd only let it be shown if they won.
Yeah, and they lost. Didn't they show them losing to Brazil because only 1-0? And and they made out like a victory for North Korea. Like North Korea triumphs 0-1 against Brazil.
Yeah, I mean
it's a mad old world.
It is weird how they still got people like that, dictators and stuff.
British people cry when someone goes out the X Factor, so we can't.
Yeah, it's true. You know, we're all.
Hey, we're going to be talking about the X Factor later.
Are we?
Yeah, a bit about the Christmas number one race.
Great. Well, I've got another sort of dancey tune for your Christmas parties coming up now. It's Exotic Truth by Crystal Fighters.
This is Drive Time Source FM stuff, yo. That was Gorillaz. Still is Gorillaz.
Still is Gorillaz.
Let's hear a bit of that amazing outro from them. Come on back. Yeah.
It's nice. It's wonderful. I suggest you buy that album. Because the whole album. I suggest you buy every Gorillaz album.
Always get singles.
No, because singles aren't representative of the whole album. I wouldn't say.
I riposte that with, isn't this a single anyway? I'm pretty sure it's a single.
I don't know, maybe.
And then Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry. Any band that has two songs about the character from Dirty Harry, gotta be pretty cool in my book.
Yeah, they are very cool. And The Fall, that's a good album.
I've only heard Revolving Doors.
It's really good, actually. I mean, what the Gorillaz do is they get the tune, and you know what's going to sound good. Like, they start off with the tune and think, oh, it'd be cool if I did like a little deleted, and they do that, and you're like, oh, yes, they're a good band.
You're saying they're kind of minimalist? They have a starting tune and then they build upon that.
Yeah.
For a greater effect. They are. Well, Finn, I think we've fully done our impact for new music.
I reckon they're the best band.
Really?
I'm going to say they're the most diverse band.
Doesn't mean they're the best band, though.
Yeah, but they sort of reach out to all genres. And they do it very
Hispanic
well.
Hispanic genres. You can't put them in a box.
You can't put them in a box, and they're great. And Damon Albarn's great.
I'd say the Beatles probably better.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't know.
Talking of you talking about the Beatles.
Yes.
That's in the Source of Heaven movie.
Source of Heaven film.
Which has
coming to cinemas near
which
you.
Has me twice eating, just like chewing and stuff, and then you going, oh, I shouldn't be a DJ on this radio station.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't really show us in very good light, but it shows our
and it shows
comedic
me, like,
side.
Me staring off to the distance, nodding my head, eating.
Just eating a lot.
Yeah.
No, it's a good film. You check that out. It's on the Source FM website, on the Facebook.
Very artistically done.
It's very artistically done. It's really well shot, actually.
Very precisely.
I was surprised by how well it was shot.
I'd call it Kubrickian. Would you say?
No. What's that?
Kubrickian, very precisely done. Loads of tracking shots.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really well shot. Yeah, it's good.
I'm showing my film release.
And it has it's got a lot of the presenters. I think it's pretty much got all the presenters.
Yeah. I'd be annoyed if I wasn't in that.
Yeah, same.
But I'm annoyed that I am in it because it makes me look like an idiot.
Yeah, it's got a lot of me. It's not much of you.
It's almost like I think I looked a bit weird then. Because I had a weird hair where I hadn't actually. Like,
you had a weird hair.
Product. I had a weird hair in my head. Where I hadn't actually put any product in.
No. Oh.
And so it was just really.
Oh, what
tough
a day.
Day.
Oh,
what
you had
day
no product
was.
In your hair. Oh, mate.
Mate.
Anyway, this is Quite a Finger by Everything Everything. Strange song, isn't it? Strange song.
Is
you got. Listeners, try and listen to the words.
Oh,
see
yeah.
what he's actually saying.
His voice is so high pitched, you can't.
Well, that's certainly a tune that won't be Christmas number one. And that's Subtract with Wildfire.
Subtract. Oh, you got the Subtract. There's no A in there. Subtract.
Well, it's Subtract, isn't it?
But I like your link at the end of that, because we are going to be talking about Christmas number one.
Are we?
Yes.
Well, that was lucky then, wasn't it?
I know. Who do you think is going to be Christmas number one, Finn?
It won't be Nirvana.
No.
They're trying to do the same sort of Facebook thing, aren't
you
they?
You know, yeah. But in the end, they don't have me on side. So
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I can.
Unless they get
take
like
responsibility,
you know. I think isn't it already decided who's going to be Christmas number one?
Yeah, I think military wives is going to be Christmas number one.
Who?
Military wives.
What's that?
The wives of people in the military.
Oh
who've
yeah.
done a choir thing.
Oh, is it good?
Because they're like outselling X Factor 100
really?
To one.
That's so good. Is it for charity?
Yeah.
That's
unlike
that's
X Factor.
Unlike
which is
X Factor.
To line Simon Cowell's fat pockets.
Wow.
I mean.
Like, fat pocket, what do you mean?
Fat pockets, you know, his pockets.
Like kangaroo style?
Yeah, he has a pocket built in where he hides all his money. Finn, do you remember 2 years ago we had that amazing moment where we beat X Factor? I beat X Factor.
No, you didn't. I don't think you did, actually, mate.
I played the song on the show and I bought it and I remember Matthew buying it. I mean, you not buying it.
Well, yeah, I didn't have any money on my credit
You're
card.
You're a disgrace to the music industry, Finn.
Sorry, mate. No, well, yeah, sorry.
No, but it was.
But at least they won anyway. They won anyway, didn't they?
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine.
And then the next year, they did the.
Why did they choose Rage Against the Machine, by the way? Oh, they tried to do Bird is the Word, didn't they?
The next year, and that was just rubbish, because.
Trash Men.
It's rubbish.
It's sort of. It was
I
a funny
like
song.
Family Guy. So
before
was,
Family Guy.
So I wasn't
ruined
behind it at all.
Oh, yeah, I ruined it.
It's kind of the same rubbishy song that The X Factor was, if you think about it.
Yeah, but it had more heart. It had more heart than X Factor.
Bird is the word.
Yeah.
Bird. Yeah.
That's definitely a lot more soulful, and it portrays a better love story than anything.
I think you should just have a Christmas song as Christmas number one. I'd be.
Oh yeah, that'd be a cool idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Christmas.
Like
Christmas
maybe song. A song about Christmas for Christmas.
Come the.
What's the Wives of the Military like? Do they Christmassy?
I haven't heard it. I think it's Christmassy. Yeah.
No, that's right then.
Yeah, so I hope that wins.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't it goes to a good cause. Isn't the Nirvana one for a charity as well?
Yeah, is for a charity called Rhythmix.
What are they?
Because the I think it's for disability. I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
But the X Factor. You know the group who won it? No, you don't.
No.
But the group who won it were called Rhythmix to begin with.
Oh.
And then the charity was like, get off our name. And the X Factor's like, bring it, bro. We've got plenty of lawyers behind our backs. And then they eventually backed down.
Oh, what are they called now? They're called like Mystique or something, aren't they?
Little Mix.
Little Mix.
Yeah. You know, they're going to be around the charts for a while.
I've heard of them a lot.
Mm.
Apart from, the only time I've ever heard of them was on Facebook when people have been like, oh.
OMG, Little Mix, yo.
Little Mix, lol.
God, I hope they win. They're really good. But
I don't see the point in X Factor anymore.
They're not going anywhere in the music industry.
No.
Just like every other winner.
No.
Think about it. Lerner Lewis is the only one who's been successful.
And Will Young.
Will Young.
Yeah, and Lamar.
Pop Idol. Not X Factor.
Yeah, well,
Will Young. He's not really successful, though, is he?
Yeah, everyone knows who Will Young is.
But they just get him on talking head shows now where he goes, oh, remember that time when I did Think I Better Leave Right Now?
Yeah, but everyone knows who he is, so it doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure.
As long as he's famous.
I'm pretty sure a Lamar cover act would cost more than actual Lamar these days.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but everyone loves Lamar. He's good, isn't he?
What's he done recently?
I Believe in a Thing Called Love. He covered that about 4 years ago.
What, The Darkness?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, it was good.
About 4 years ago.
Yeah. Do you remember the Darkness Christmas song?
Mm.
I want to find that. It was quite good.
And it got beaten by... Oh, yeah, Christmas time. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's the one.
Got beaten by Gary Jules. What's it called? You know the thing from... Oh! I'm trying to...
Come on, Jack, mate. Come on, Jack. Oh, I'm just going to play a song. What do you think about it?
Play a song. It's from Donnie Darko. Bad head there. Damon Albarn showing his talent for little ditties. Wouldn't you say?
Ditties.
Right, Finn,
that sounds rude, doesn't it? Ditties.
Ditty.
Ditty.
Oh, you're such a ditty, Finn. No, it doesn't really sound. It sounds a bit like...
Titty.
Yeah.
I'm
18 years old and I still love these. Do you want to play my jingle?
Yeah, it's...
That sounds rude as well.
It's the Dilemma of the Week.
Dilemma of the Week.
That's that there.
Why did you fade on my stand and start talking?
Sorry.
Okay, Finn, my dilemma of the week is, would you rather have no Christmas or no birthday?
I'd rather not have a...
Ooh.
If we don't have a birthday, we'd never know what age we were.
No, you know what age you are, but you just don't celebrate it. So you go, I'm 18 today, and then no one says anything to you.
Yeah, but someone's got to have to celebrate it somehow, because if you turn 18, you can go out drinking, and that's celebration.
No, but you don't go out drinking. You just go drinking next time. Finn.
All right, that doesn't make sense, but I'm going to say
no Christmas.
I wouldn't have a birthday, because Christmas is so much fun.
Christmas is a family time.
It is. And you got to think about the poor people who don't really have a choice in it, who are born on the 25th of December. I got a mate.
And they get double presents.
Yeah, do they?
My friend's born on Boxing Day. So he gets 2 days of celebration.
Oh, wow. Boxing Day's a day of celebration as well, though, isn't it? So.
Yeah, but what do you really do on Boxing
Day? Why is it called Boxing Day?
Because Muhammad Ali had a fight.
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Right, I've got another one for you.
What?
No birthday, no Christmas, or world peace.
World peace?
Selfish.
I'd want world peace.
Yeah, so you're selfish because you don't want people to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, but at the same time...
Oh, I know, I've got a good one. No birthday, no Christmas, but you get £1 million. Get £1 million.
Yeah, I'd do that.
But you're not allowed to celebrate anything ever.
Why?
Because you're not...
Well, what if I was celebrating, I graduated?
You're not allowed to celebrate.
Why not? That's not a birthday or Christmas.
No celebrations ever, though.
Right, so you should have just said no celebrations or £1 million.
Yeah, what is it?
Celebrations, I would have £1 million.
So money driven.
Sorry. Yeah, but
you,
then
you capitalist whore.
Yeah, actually, oh yeah, but money doesn't make you happy, does it?
Money can't buy you happiness.
Ooh. So, it is tough, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, that's my best dilemma, yeah.
That's, oh, oh. What do you think, listeners? Listeners, post on the Facebook wall.
Play the jingle again.
No.
Oh, but it's a good jingle.
Oh, I'll play a jingle again.
Dilemma of the week.
Yeah, what's the noise at the end?
Oh, it's an alien spaceship.
Oh, yeah, of course. As you do. Yeah, because alien spaceships are always a dilemma, aren't they?
Well, next time I'm going to do an alien dilemma.
This is
so
video
look
games.
To that.
No, Jack Sharp, no. This is video games by Lana Del Rey, Revive Remix.
Maybe now you do. Lana Del Rey. You got to say her voice in a very.
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey.
The beauty.
Very exotic accent.
Exotic woman. she's hot, actually.
Is she hot?
Yeah,
I remember
mate.
You said that last week.
Oh, did I say that last
she's
week?
She's so hot.
She is quite hot.
Quite an original.
Sorry, mate. So, that has been a radio show by us.
The last one of 2011.
Oh, mate, big shame.
I hope you've enjoyed coming along for the ride with us.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be back next year.
Next year. It feels weird saying that, doesn't it?
I know.
Maybe we won't be back.
I really doesn't feel like the end of the year.
We probably will be back.
Yeah, we will be back.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
Of course, man. When's the next Tuesday?
The Tuesday after next Tuesday.
So that one.
So, yeah, it'll be in the new year.
Yeah, but what's the date?
27th at 7 is...
So the next 34. Tuesday
3rd
will be...
3rd of January.
Yep, 3rd of January. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thank you.
Good job.
I do a Mass A level thing.
And maybe we'll see you out... On New Year's.
On the streets. Come up and say hi to us.
Yeah, come and say hi, because you know what we look like.
Please don't be too... Please don't be too abusive.
Yeah. Okay, that's us signing off. Thank you very much for listening.